Busy, fantastic to see you up here at the Experience Cities Tail Seven Asides. The ladies' competition, nice and warm, but this is your bread and butter, isn't it? Yeah, it's just these events now with the ladies are just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic to be here. Thanks for having me up. Yeah, the event today has just been sensational. You know, it's hot and a little bit windy, but conditions are good for footy.
You've had a fantastic career, of course, in the Sevens. You went to the Olympics. Tell us a little bit about that and just the experience of it. Just a disappointment, I suppose, also balanced off where you weren't able to get a medal, but the experience also must be a massive high to be part of the stadium, may it be the opening or closing ceremony.
Yeah, just to be part of that whole setup was an unbelievable, unforgettable opportunity for us. And we made the most of it when we were over there. Just on the footy side of things, I think it came down to probably a few key areas. We had a good football team, good players, we were fit enough. Just on the mental side of things, we probably lapsed a little bit in the first game where just nerves probably got the better of us and guys went out there, tried too hard and fell out of systems, and that was the end of us. We lost that game, managed to scrape it together for Spain and then beat South Africa in the third game, and then lost to South Africa in the quarterfinals. So they're a world-class team and tough to beat on any day, but you know, after having to play them twice in one day, it did get tough.
Of course, you're a very chip, they could beat Shark, your Woi Woi Lions and your Terrigal Trojans that have been dominating the comp, which is a bit surreal because the Central Coast Shield stayed at down there at Shark Park for maybe 10 to 15 years in a row, so it was a bit weird to see it shared around. And what were your thoughts there, you know, being brought up in the game? And do you think Central Coast should move into the Shield because it's not as if it isn't close enough to sit, but also there's enough players as well?
Yeah. It's tough to say. Like, I would personally like to see a Central Coast team represented in the Shoot Shield, and I'd obviously love to play for them if that was ever a case. But I think the club competition on the coast does itself justice, and yeah, Voca hasn't been strong in the last couple of years, but I know they've got a good crop of Colts boys coming through, under 17s and 16s guys coming through, that in the next 3 or 4 years will be hitting their straps. So you'll see them come back around, and teams like Woi Woi and Terrigal and Arimba, who have just been strong for the last couple of years, I think we'll have strong club for years to come as well.
You went to the West Tigers before the Olympics. Was it really just something getting more full-time training, or you were really going to have a crack at the NRL, or a bit of a mixture?
Look, I wanted to have a real crack at the NRL. At that time, I was coming off contract with Sevens, and the opportunity sort of came up out of the blue. It really did come out of nowhere, and I was like, oh, I might have a look at that, and suss it out for a little bit longer, and yeah, obviously went in that direction. I grew up playing rugby league and rugby union, so NRL was always something that I'd sort of said, I would like to give that a crack one day. Went over there, had a few injuries and didn't really go to plan, but I was lucky enough to be able to come back into that Aussie 7 squad and go to the Olympics, and I'm glad I did. I'm really glad I did.
I've got something that's very close to your heart. It's a small issue you've got on the go, and it's called Sense Rugby. You can find out more through the website there, senserugby.com.au. But tell us a little bit about that, and you've been all over the place pushing it out, and it's great to see you've moved into Perth as well, which is great to see. Explain what that's all about.
Sense Rugby was an idea Carlene and I came up with probably about 3 years ago now. It was just by chance. Carlene had a client that she needed to get some more heavy work, some more exercise proprioception in within one of her clinical settings, and I just can't do it. I'm not strong enough to be able to do that. And I came into one of the sessions and I took a few tackle pads and the hit shields, and the kid just loved it, and you saw him light up, and he made some really good gains within those sessions. So we sort of snowballed from there, and Sense Rugby became what it is today, and it's a fully fledged program running across five of the states, and we've got about 50 groups running week to week.
So it's really for kids that have got Down syndrome, autism, all those sort of spectrum things. Also, how do you mix in with the crew there from the Ginger Cloud as well, because they're getting out there doing something similar, or is it a different sort of strand for the game of rugby?
It's a little bit different. So Ginger Cloud, we actually looked to integrate with them down in Canberra when they were getting set up down there. We were going to be based a training group for them to then go on to play a Ginger Cloud setup, the modified rugby. So it was actually going to be really nice to collaborate with them, because they both really just go well off each other. I think, yeah, they're very different programs, and they would have worked really well in combination. So hopefully down the track we'll end up in a place that we can work together, because it'll be really good for our kids.
What are we up to as far as our rugby goes? We're going to keep doing a little bit of sevens, hopefully get to Tokyo and then move back to 15.
I haven't given it too much thought post-Tokyo. My wife Carlene's wanting to have another kid, and if I've got two other things running around, I think I'll be full-time dad alongside Sense Rugby. So I'll see what happens. If I can go another couple of years, I will, but I'll hopefully get to the Olympics first and then go.
Thanks for your time, Jesse. Wish you all the best moving forward.